From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
When I mention to people that I'm working with friends to build a clinic for the poor in Latin America, there's a recurring response. The flat-eyed half-smile followed by a comment like, "That's nice, but why don't you do it here?" Or, "What about the problems in our own country?" Charity, I'm reminded, begins at home. I can point out that the magnitude of social problems in Nicaragua, where we work, is much greater than in Northern California, where we live. That in Nicaragua, most children and families don't even have access to safe water, let alone sound health services. That these people are our neighbors, even if they don't live down the street, and that any attempts to draw boundaries will not be respected by disease. All of these things are true and, I think, provide an instrumental basis for involvement. But it's the word home that I find myself returning to most. How I think of home has changed as I've traveled and experienced how deep and impermeable the links are that connect us. Home is where people have welcomed me, the threshold where I've been met with warmth and kindness. Home to me is a place where love abides, whether I'm at the table with my family, on a dusty roadside with children in Nicaragua, or the hushed bank of a trout-filled lake. Home is a sense of belonging and responsibility, discoverable wherever I'm willing to respond to the calling within my heart. Home is not a fixed place behind a picket fence and a closed door. It's the transitional site of grace and acceptance. How we choose to define home has the ability to either strengthen or abrade the tender knot of our humanity. I don't want to live in a home that's bound by its walls, and I don't want to be a border guard for loving action, because I believe that works of compassion throughout the world serve to sustain us all, wherever we live. Yes, charity begins at home. But how amazing, how really powerful would it be if everywhere we went in the world, we could look into the faces of those we crossed and discover that we were home. With The Perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.